This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Woo!
Blast off. Blast from the past.
Oh. Dance off, pants off.
Oh. Oh. Hey, Betsy Doodle.
Hey, Marcy Noodle.
We're great. How's your doodle?
My doodle's okay, to be honest. I bought toilet paper online, and I didn't realize it's got scented tubes. And isn't that weird? And it's in the office where I am right now, in the closet, and the office smells like fabric softener so hard that my doodle's got kind of a headache, I think.
Yeah, and also eventually when you start using it, you're going to associate it with your own feces.
Shit! Damn it!
Now, you're talking about your doodle dog, right?
My doodle dog. Oh, yeah, my doodle dog's got a headache.
Oh, how can you tell? She's just, like, got a little cold rag over her eyes.
Yeah. Keep the blinds shut, please.
She's letting her kids watch TV.
Yes. Mama's got to sleep. Wilma's got to sleep. Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got my second vaccination on Monday, so I'm all vaxxed up and, like, I had not a symptom. I feel
you
great.
You didn't? I got demolished.
I know. I was texting. You felt so terrible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did you have Moderna or Pfizer?
Pfizer.
I had the Pfizer and I didn't have a strong.
Nice.
I had like a moment where I felt super flushed.
Yeah.
For like 20 minutes and I took my temperature and it was like 99.5. It was
nothing. Yeah. I was really laid out.
That's a great immune response, apparently. So that's
good. Yes!
You're winning!
Hell yeah. Yeah, I was like, at one point in the day, I put lotion on my legs and it like hurt and was so cold.
You were
it
achy.
It felt wild.
Wow. Wow. It's so crazy. Some people are having responses, some people aren't.
Right. Right.
I guess it's, well, you know that in October I had that terrible reaction to a vaccine for pneumonia. I got two in one day, and I think that was the big.
I think that's the clincher where your body's like, wait,
no,
what?
This is nuts.
Stop This is too much stuff in us.
It was a mistake. It was a tactical error.
Yeah, because you got really sick from it.
But I think after that, my immune system was like, I'm not letting that happen again, bro. It's not happening to me,
never
bro.
Again, dude. Never again, dude.
Also, when I was sick, because I had a fever, pretty high fever for four days.
You had it for a while. That's scary.
Yeah, but I knew, like, I talked to the nurse practitioner, and she was like, I mean, if it gets really high, you should go, like, get an IV. But she's like, just take, you know, over-the-counter stuff, and it's fine. But as I was feeling sick, I was like, I can't imagine being actually sick then. Because I knew I wasn't sick. I knew I was just having an immune response. And, like, even if you feel terrible, nothing's happening to you. Like, it's not like...
Right.
Yeah. Like maybe I would get dehydrated and like, need fluids to like whatever, but nothing was happening. So I was like, what if I got really sick? Oh shit. I don't want to ever do that.
Right.
So that was
That was when I was sick after the second shot. It was more of just like, you're like, oh yeah, I know what this is. It'll be fine. Whereas it sucks when you're like, oh my God, what is that? Like,
honestly, because
especially now at times,
I don't think I've ever had the flu. So
that's crazy. I bet you have.
If you feel that bad, then I haven't.
You don't. It's not that bad all the time.
I don't think I've ever had that high of a fever before.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I've never like woken up shaking before.
Oh, man. You haven't?
No, I'm going to knock on some wood. I think I'm relatively healthy.
Nice.
For someone that the medical industry says will die if anything ever happens. I want to be like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, bring it on. I've never had a fucking flu, you idiots.
I'm going to get so sick this year, I bet.
No way. Mask
on. Wash your hands, dudes.
Wash your hands. Mask on.
Honestly. I know I'm just babbling it now, but when
babble away, you Brooke.
Damn!
Whoa!
Damn! She got me!
Shit! Yeah, man.
When I was 19, I did the Disney World College Program. So I worked. What's happened? Some loud noise or stinky noise?
Both. Sorry. Go ahead.
I did the Disney World College Program and. The first week of work, I got so sick.
Oh.
Because I was like, I'm in Walt Disney World and people are touching everything from all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, it's a bunch of little kids, which is one thing, but it's also people from other countries who have germs I've never been around, you know?
Right.
Or whatever. So I got really sick. And so I got crazy about washing hands.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I think it's helpful, though.
It's, oh my God. I mean, yeah, I've been crazy since definitely when I was in New York for my first semester of college. That's where my germophobia really started to affect my life. And I think washing hands is wonderful, but other stuff really started slowing down some of my living.
Nothing that a budget therapy and some pills can at least make more manageable.
Yes. The pills at first really helped. And now therapy is really helping.
We're just trying to function.
We're just trying to make it through life, man.
Our brains are built to look for danger.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they're hyper vigilant because it's trying to make you live real hard.
Right.
You got it reminded that this is modern. We're just modern times.
Yep.
Anyway, I feel like I've talked so long. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. I like it.
Oh, should we listen to it? Not listen, or should we read?
Let's read.
Read. Will you start us off?
I got one.
You have some fun ones. So.
I got one with videos attached.
I'm excited. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Hell yeah.
This one is titled lights in the sky just now with video. I will say this is from August 2020. So
that's actually not so far ago.
That's not so far. Hey, Marcy and Betsy, I have a crazy thing that just happened to me. So I'm currently in the middle of the Utah desert near the Nevada border at my aunt's house. There are no trees and her closest neighbors live about 20 miles away. I'm outside having a good night smoke when in the distance I see some lights. They get progressively brighter and are twinkling. So what do? Pull out my phone and record a video to send it to my two favorite ladies. I'm sorry. I do know how to read. I'm really stumbling right now.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Unique New York. Pull out my phone and record a video to send in to my two favorite ladies. After I recorded these, I rushed inside and asked my aunt and her wife to come outside. Her wife, without even missing a beat, said, "Oh, are those damn lights back again? Excuse me? What?" So I asked her what she meant, and her reply was, "Yeah, they happen from time to time. What are they?" I asked. "Don't know," she stated, "but everyone in town seems to think we shouldn't talk about
them." Chills.
Ew. It's a very small town. And the crazy conspiracy theorists here are intense. I've noticed that firsthand when an old guy went off about lizard people and how the Constitution was written as a precursor for a new world order. Oh, geez, haha. Well, cue the nightmares as I shit my pants about these lights, though. I should tell you that where I'm at is very flat. No hills or mountains, really. No trees aside from in people's yards. And the closest airport or base is well over 100 miles away, if not more. In the videos, you can clearly see the lights. The first video isn't as great, but right before I took the second video, the central air kicked on, so it's noisy. Sorry. The second video, you can clearly see the triangular shape and the lights are white and moving. Hope you enjoy and are as freaked out as I am, but ooh, baby, I'm not going to be able to sleep again for a while. Love you both. Robbie.
This is so funny, Betsy, because this is maybe our 19th email from Robbie. No, I'm just joking. We've gotten a few in a row. It's because I should be better at mixing them up, but I'm interested in this regardless.
I'm interested.
All right. Okay. So we're gonna watch. You want to watch it? So, okay. So I'm going to watch the one that ends in 92.
92. Wait, what does that mean?
The file name ends in 92.mov. The first
what
one.
Are I'm those watching lights.
Okay.
And they're just chilling.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. It's just like two sets of lights and they seem to be blinking back and forth. Huh.
Okay, I'm gonna watch the second one.
Okay, me too then.
I'll more blinky lighties.
Oh, now what
the
they're
fuck?
It does look like a whoa triangular shape, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa, it gets bright too.
What?
I feel like we've had people in desert areas write into us about strange lights in the sky multiple times, yes?
Yeah, for sure.
What is this?
This is strange, man. The second video, yeah, it's like they're bigger and triangular.
Yeah, it's much more. And also, I gotta say, it's hard to video lights, so good
job.
Yeah,
and these came out. I feel on Ghost Adventures, they're like, look at the light, and it's just pure black. Yeah. They're like, you see it? It's like, no, man.
It's almost like, I was looking through trees.
Right.
But I realize it's just black sky. And
there are no trees, because it does look like, especially in the second video, like, oh, is it windy? And there's trees kind of flapping in front of them, but no.
Now I'm realizing what we're looking at is into like maybe you just can't see it, but it looks like a starless sky. Ooh. And there's three sets of lights. right? Because the one on the left, it's like blinking in a triangular shape.
Yeah.
And then when it goes to the left, you see one on top and one on bottom.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So it's three.
Whoa.
I'm so curious because it feels like it happens so often, or you hear about it so much from the desert that it makes me think it is something more like a testing sort of military stuff.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, even if the bases are far away, it could still be.
Yeah, that they're like using this.
Used.
A less populated area.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, it could also be, you know, I mean, it's a UFO regardless because it's unidentified.
Yeah, stuff. It is.
But I just am so curious of why. Also, same rationale could be used for alien spacecraft.
True. 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 Exactly. Of like, let's take this to this world, but let's go where there aren't a lot of lights.
Yeah.
To see kind of what's going on, see what's in the air, you know, test the air, stuff like that.
WTF, though.
Hey, big time WTF.
Somebody needs to tell us what that is.
WTF, UFO. that was way harder for me to say than it ever should have been. But. See you later.
Okay. Wow. Robbie, thanks for being an endless source of content.
Yeah, keep us updated. I mean, Utah, man. Utah.
Utah.
Get me to Utah. Point Break. Point Break, everybody. Johnny Utah. I watched that when I was sick, and it's so good.
Oh, what did I watch this weekend? I finished the Q documentary.
Oh, I got to
Into the
that.
Storm.
Okay.
A lot of people have mixed thoughts on it.
Okay.
Some people were like, I didn't like it. And then I was like, well, I kind of did. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. We watched the WeWork one.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It's wild.
I love documentaries so much, but
I do too. They're so
fun.
There's
some characters in this that you're like, oh, you are like a cartoon of a human.
Oh my god, I bet.
Like you're so, and also, I don't know if it's like social, like they're. If their social skills are so poor that they like are so bad at lying.
Right.
Because it's very clear that they are online and creating stuff, blah, 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 blah. But on face to face, they do not know how to lie. Or they only know how to do it in practice.
Right.
Or in theory, not in practice. Like they have so many tells. You know what I mean? Like so many tells that you're like, you can't giggle after you say something that you know is a lie. No.
We'll do the opposite. And then that'll make it extra not a lie.
It's so funny, though. And it's also like, you know, it's not so like, oh, my God, you found out stuff. It's like people already theorized about these guys who are probably most definitely behind everything.
Yeah.
But like to hear the guys, like, it's just so funny to watch them lie poorly about it.
Right.
To be like, I don't know who, I've never heard of Roger Stone. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's so weird because you're literally at a rally he's at. That's so crazy.
You're just chanting his name, dude. whoa.
But character wise, I was like, this is interesting to me. I giggled through it and was like, oh, whoops. They really, really, really screwed us all.
Yeah. These goofballs really,
really,
really did it.
Powerful idiots. Wow.
Shit, man.
Wow. Cool. All right. I'm going to read one.
Hell yes.
This one is entitled Summertime and the Living's Haunted.
Ooh, summertime
and the living is haunted. That's my favorite opera.
That's such a good opera.
No, really, Porgy and Bess is my favorite opera. It's the only one I studied in college, so it was my favorite.
It's an opera?
Uh-huh.
I guess I didn't even know what that was.
I guess it's a musical, but...
Is it one of those that everything is sung? So it's kind of an opera?
Now I'm like, maybe I'm just
lying. What is it called?
Porgy and Bess.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
And
I've seen...
It's an opera, musicals. Yeah. It's an English language opera.
Oh, nice.
By George Gershwin.
Ah, Gershwin.
Gersh. The old Gersh.
Gersh. The old Gersh.
All right. Enough about things I'm lying about from college. Hey there, ladies. I really love the podcast. Spooky and funny. Get out of town. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, here's the part where I tell you I've always loved the supernatural, but have never really believed in it. But I had a couple of experiences a while back that have stuck with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone that has strange nightmares, really. So these were a bit of an anomaly. I'm from Wyoming, and two of my best friends are a married couple. About a decade ago, they bought a big, beautiful, historic house in Casper, Wyoming.
Casper.
Friendly ghost.
Casper, the friendly ghost, Wyoming.
If you start telling us about a little boy ghost that Christina Ricci has a crush
falls
on.
Falls in love with, then we realize it's Devin Sawa the whole time.
A whole time. That's what it's just like the Sixth Sense of Devin Sawa the whole time.
Oh my God!
While beautiful, the house needed some fixing up. As the same family had lived... The house needed some fixing up as the same family lived there for many years and hadn't done much with it. They invited me to come stay with them for the summer, and me, being a teacher in Colorado whose biggest dream was to someday afford an apartment with a second closet, took them up on their offer of staying in such a beautiful home.
Nice.
I get it.
Yeah, dude.
Also, I think they're tricking you into doing work.
It'll be really fun. It'll be really fun. We'll like tear down some walls and put up some new walls.
Be very
relaxed. Emotionally? No. Real life walls.
Oh, but you'll cry. You'll cry. Yeah, you'll cry. Right away, I loved the house. It was built in 1912 and had some very cool features.
Oh.
The master bedroom was in the main floor and the master bedroom was on the main floor and upstairs where I stayed. That's interesting. Oh, you know what? I'm just getting thrown off by punctuation. Sorry. No shade. Master bedroom was on the main floor and upstairs where I stayed consisted of a small bedroom and bathroom. The vibe up there was decidedly different than the main floor. The first night we were all at the house, I took my sad air mattress and set it up in the biggest of the bedrooms. After I finished setting everything up and shut out the lights, I saw in the house right next door an elderly woman staring directly at me from her bedroom window.
What?
It was like a jump scare from a damn movie.
Nasty.
They didn't have curtains on the windows yet, so I couldn't even shut the woman out.
What?
With the other three rooms to choose from, you best bet I moved the fuck out of that one. Early that morning, I had a strange nightmare that there was something pushing down on my back as I slept on my stomach. It pushed and pushed so hard that I could feel my chest grinding into the wood floor at the... Sorry, I can't read. Just as if...
Marcy, it's early. We're just waking up.
It's 1 p.m. Okay.
I'm with you. It's tough.
You know what it is? I think it's just like I'm not used to reading. And so when there's a line break, which is just the formatting of typing, you know, I like have to, your eyes have to shift back to the other side rapidly. And it's hard. It's not, they should just, It should all be tickers. Everything should be a ticker.
Just tickers.
All right. All right. It pushed and pushed so hard that I could feel my chest grinding into the wood floor to the point that I began to lose breath.
Oh.
This woke me with a start, and I could not shake the feeling of dread and felt like I wasn't alone. This uneasy feeling stayed with me, and I never felt quite right upstairs. Next summer, I'm living in the house again. This time, I'm there for a long stretch by myself to watch their dog while they visited family. This time, I'm in a different room than the first two, with a real bed now, living large.
Ooh, yeah.
copying a link that I'm going to send to you because I see something coming up.
Oh, nice.
Don't look at it yet. Okay.
I'm not.
One night, I wake up probably 3 a.m. and I have the distinct feeling of not being alone in the room. Somehow, I know there is a shapeless spirit that is hanging just above the bed.
Ew.
I felt a wave of terror rush over me, and I swear to God, just as I felt that extreme fear, I felt the spirit form to a shape of my back as if spooning me and whisper in a female voice, "You don't need to be afraid of anything."
What? I just got fucking chills. Ew.
Then it was gone. I lay awake for a really long time again, not being able to shake the feeling of dread. This is where the story begins to sound even more cliche, but it's true. The old woman next door, who turned out to be a real sweetheart instead of an old peeping freak like I first assumed.
Old peeping freak, dude.
Told my friends that one of the daughters of the family that I'd lived in the house for so long had committed Okay, guys, I'm going to try it one more time. Told my friends that one of the daughters of the family that lived in the house for so long had committed suicide.
Oh.
She'd done it as an adult and not in the house. I don't know. All I can say is I've only had dreams like that while in that upstairs. Kent. P.S. Don't read out loud. Hold on. Guys, you can't look at what we're looking at because it was a secret, but we're looking at a listing for the house, and it's so fucking cool.
It's real nice.
It's got like all the charm of an old, old house, but they modernized all the stuff that you have to touch.
Yes.
Like the bathroom and kitchen.
Yep.
So you don't feel like icky, icky, sticky.
Ew, right? Sometimes you walk into a house and you're just like, okay, I get you like it being like this, but shit, man.
I'm gonna
gross,
vomit. Oh boy. This is so cool.
It's very cool. I like the colors too. Brick and blue.
Brick and blue. Oh my god, did you see
fucking Joe Pesci?
Betsy, this is a six bedroom, three bath house. It's 3,100 square feet.
Holy shit.
Did you see what it's listed at? What it sold for?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Guys, you can't get a shit filled barn for what it sold for in LA.
Yeah.
We got to move there and buy a fancy house.
Move to Casper the Friendly Ghost, Wyoming.
Oh, man. That would be so cool. Oh,
right.
Boy. I love an old house like that. That's like, it's got stuff going on. I don't want someone pushing me into the ground.
No.
But just like stuff happening is cool.
Stuff happening is pretty rad.
Should we write a letter to the people in the house? Be like, oh, dude, it's fucking haunted.
Just so you know, it's haunted. We should probably warn them.
Sign it in blood. Boo.
Ew. Yes, let's do it. I got some stamps. Let's go.
I got some blood.
There we go. Here we go.
We are set, baby.
Spooky, man. 1912.
No,
old as shit.
Would you go back to a house? No, I know you wouldn't. If the first summer you went there, something pushed you into the ground.
No. And I get, and even just that old lady, even though she's nice, like that, seeing her staring through the window, I would be out of there in a heartbeat. I'm like, nope, I'm done. I don't need this shit. No, I wouldn't.
Where are you going?
I wouldn't at all. I'd go to the fucking Motel 6.
I'm looking for the hotel in Casper.
I've been at Casper a couple of times.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can go to the Residence Inn by Marriott.
Dude, that's nice.
That's not bad.
That ain't bad at all.
Best Western Plus? Come on.
Plus?
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Now, a thing that some people will know about Betsy and I is that we both toured for UCP.
Yeah.
So we've gone to a lot of really rural college towns and just like,
yep.
I've stayed in places that were so scary. Like one had, it was like a shower, but it had a foot bath. So like, it was like a tub if a tub only came up 4 inches.
Ew.
And there was like dark color spray stains on the wall.
What?
And I was like, I think someone dyed their hair in this bathroom. So I could only imagine that they were a
fugitive.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
It was just like so old and like, you know, a bed that you sit on, it makes like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after we came back from our show, we were like, it was me and three guys, and we were all walking to our rooms. And I was like, guys, my room door is open.
That is so scary.
Wide open, Betsy.
Ooh, that is fucked up.
And it was like dark, and I was like, oh, and I sent Ben Remeka in there.
I don't know Ben, but good call.
He went in for me, and I was like, I am scared. Terrible.
Ew, that's so scary.
And it seemed like maybe I just didn't latch when I closed it, and I don't know.
I'm sure that's what happened. But still, that's fucking spooky, man.
It's so spooky. But it was in the middle of nowhere, so it's like someone from the woods, whatever. It's like, you know, like it wasn't like nothing had even been taken. So I was
right.
Oh, that was the worst place I stayed, though.
I'm trying to I feel pretty lucky I didn't have anything like that. I feel it was like, Best Westerns, just kind of not too bad. Holiday Inns.
Yeah, that's
nothing
too bad.
Nothing too nuts.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I actually want to like look up the hotel because, okay, yep. I think it was in New Delhi, would be called Delhi other places, but New Delhi, New York.
Whoa.
And the place that I'm looking up, I believe this is it. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary looking. It looks bleak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ugh. Wait, you should do the Yelp.
I think this is it. I'd have to look through but like this is about like what it looks like. It's just like I'm going to send you a link to it.
Yes,
it'd
be like.
I'm not going to say the hotel because it's not fair to them, but it looks like even in the best pictures they could muster, it looks like a place where fugitives stay.
Whoa.
Right?
Just the opening picture of the outside of it is like, that's not a hotel.
That's the best. It looks like a school principal office. Like
it really does. Ooh.
It doesn't look terrible.
Ooh.
And it's sold out. Come on.
What? I don't believe that. They're probably like, oh God, whoa. You know where the worst hotel is I had to stay at?
Where?
The Dunes Inn when they were renovating our house.
You stayed there for like 8 months?
For 6 months. It sucked, dude.
You know
what? It sucked.
I think that's, we were new friends then. Like we hadn't been, because I don't think I had been to your house, like your real house.
Right.
Yet. And so I dropped you off there and I was like, this is really weird. I didn't know. Like you told me the whole story, but I was like, this is super weird that she lives here.
Yeah. She and four other people live here. That's strange.
Just in their own rooms.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It's so funny because you would have to imagine that maybe it would be cheaper to just rent something else, but I guess not. Like another home or something for you guys.
Oh, the landlord's doing that?
Yeah.
You would think, but
whatever.
They did it.
What? They so did. They couldn't.
We lived in the Dunes Inn for 6 months.
It was cool.
It was wild. There was this one lady who looked like a classic cartoon witch, and she would take the super shuttle everywhere. And she stayed right next to Mano's room. And we were just like, she's a witch, Mano. She's going to cast a spell on you.
Oh my gosh, that was just Mano's alter ego.
Yeah. Yeah, come to think of it, Mano is never in the room when she was.
Oh, whoa. Huh. This is weird, actually. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know. Oh, do you think she worked at the airport?
I don't know. I think she just thought this was the way to cruise around LA is just keep ordering a super shuttle to take her
all
to,
the
like,
best
the Walk
place.
Of Fame. Because she kept getting dropped off and picked up by it. And we're just like, whoa, okay.
Maybe she was just dating a bus driver.
That could be too. Hey, I don't know.
Like, that's my witch.
That's my witch.
Ooh, that's my witch. Shall we listen to a listener's story?
Yeah.
All right.
Hi there, guys. My name is Andrew, and I'm not sure if I've ever had an honest-to-goodness paranormal experience. I have some like weird memories from when I was a little kid, but part of me thinks that I might have just imagined those things and made up those memories, and I don't know if I can really rely on them as a account of my life or not. But I was listening to you guys talk about shadow people recently, and it reminded me of a couple of things that have happened to me. I don't know if they qualify exactly as a honest-to-goodness paranormal experience, but here goes, and I hope it's not a boring story. The first thing that happened to me was about like 10 or 15 years ago, and it was a sleep paralysis thing that happened, and I was laying in my bed, and I was looking at the curtains. I remember this very distinctly because this all happened with me just staring at the curtains. I couldn't move my eyes. It just suddenly came upon me that I couldn't move my entire body, and I had this tingling, painful sensation that was all throughout my legs and my waist and my chest, and it was moving up my you know, sternum and up my neck, and I couldn't breathe. It was like all the muscles in my chest were just frozen solid and were totally immobile. And I couldn't move my eyes either. It was just locked on the curtains, but I could see this black shape sort of hovering around the periphery of my vision. And I had this overwhelming thought in my head that just was blaring over and over again. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. You have to stop this. You have to stop this right now. Move your body. Move your body any way you can. Move your foot. Move anything so that you won't die, because you're going to die if this goes on. So I focused every intent, every molecule in my mind on moving my foot, and it was hard, but I was eventually able to wriggle it a bit, and through that, like, the rest of my body kind of jerked out of it, and I was okay, and I was shaken up, and I was like, what the hell was that? But otherwise, it was over, and it never happened again. This other thing was more recent. And it was a nightmare that I had about a year and a half ago. And normally I wouldn't put any stock in a nightmare because I have nightmares all the time. And I don't really remember them. I don't remember a lot of the dreams I have because I think I smoke too much pot. And I think it affects my ability to recall that kind of stuff. But this nightmare was very different. And I can remember it clear as day. It's when I think about it, it still shakes me up and makes me uncomfortable. And I've never reacted to a nightmare this way. So anyway, what happened is I was like in this shadow world. It's the only way I can really think to describe it. I was in a room, and it had walls. It had things that looked like tables and cabinets and stairs. There's like a staircase at the end of it, but it was all made out of like vibrating amorphous shadow objects. It looked strange and like a whole world made out of darkness. There was no light, just vibrating darkness shapes everywhere. And I was moving around in this place looking for something, very wary of you know, anyone watching me. But I don't recall what I was thinking at the time. And I was just wandering around this place, and I eventually come across this cabinet, and I open the cabinet, and I don't know what was in this thing, but I can't remember. I don't know if I even really got a look at it, but it was the only spot of light or color in this whole place. Otherwise, it was just a moving shadow place that I was in. And as soon as I opened this cabinet, I heard this noise, this rushing, roaring voice come from the other end of the room. And I turned around, and there was this shadow man there. And the voice was, this is going to sound stupid, but this is the only way I can even approximate it. But he was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Get out of there. What are you doing?" But it was like much louder than that and much more like echoey. Like it was like there was a ton of voices. And I turn around and I see this guy screaming, or I think this is where the sound is coming from, and he's at the one end of the room, and then all of a sudden he's right next to me. It's like I blinked, or, you know, he was instantaneously upon me, and he grabs me with his two arms, and he sprouts more arms from his side, and there's just seems to be an infinite amount of arms. There's arms that are pulling my arms and legs apart. There's arms that are punching me in the stomach. There's arms that are tearing at me with claws and ripping at my face. And I'm just like doing whatever I can to get out of it, just screaming and writhing and struggling. And I woke up in this state, and I woke up and I was like, doing like my arms are kicking everywhere. I've never ever reacted to a dream like that. I damn near fell out of the bed. I punched the bookcase that's near my bed and hurt my hand, and I was like covered in sweat, totally shaken, had to like grip the sides of the bed and just kind of sit there and contemplate what had happened to me. And like it felt so real and present, and I've never, ever, ever reacted to a nightmare like that before. I've never had a dream like that where I, you know, felt like I was being, like, torn apart. I don't even know how else to describe it, and it felt so real and like I was in a place. It did not feel like other dreams that I've had where I could dismiss it as just a dream, and it really stuck with me. So I don't know if that qualifies as anything interesting, but I appreciate you letting me share the story, and thanks again. Take care.
Whoa.
Oh my.
I'll say this, not interesting.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Betsy, that we had a review recently that asked if we could stop playing listener stories because they don't like the way people tell them, or like, but this is why we have to always listen to them, because what the fuck, man? Oh my. As he was telling the story, I thought the very beginning about the shadow world vibrating, I was like, oh, did we already listen to this? And then when he started talking about but you can't have that deja vu thing of like,
oh yeah, we've definitely had like vibrate.
Yes,
like, isn't that so wild? Where it's like people have seen, and we hear this all the time. People seen like that idea of like the person was just all static. Like,
yes.
What a wild, what the fuck is that?
When I hear stories like this and then remember something similar, it like adds validity to at least my perception of the experience.
Yeah.
Like, and I could like,
it's creepy. Like, and even if it's not a, I think that first one felt pretty paranormal, of the like sleep paralysis and just being like, you need to move or you will die. Like your body just being like, go, 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 go. Like it's, what is going on in our, isn't it? What's happening in our heads, man?
I mean, especially if those things happen in the same place.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't think that sounds good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you. I hope you're well. I think that sounds really bad.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fucked up.
It sounds so scary getting pulled apart.
But it also makes me believe. So this person who had sleep paralysis and this really fucked up dream that felt very real. They're in another world. This person might be one. If it's the same location, there could be a bit of a portal, right?
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Or two, they're able to go places they ought not be going.
Oh, like
astral
shit.
Projection wise.
Whoa. Wait, so can you astral project into like, into like a spooky other world?
I mean, if we're talking about astral projection, I guess
probably,
all bets are
right?
off, right?
Right. Whoa.
Because Betsy, you want to know something crazy?
What?
Nothing's real.
Dude.
I'm not even alive.
Stop it. Oh my God.
You're sitting in a room by yourself.
Oh no, this is so scary, dude. If I get woken up and I'm in an asylum in the 50s, I'm out of here, man.
I've got electrodes hooked up to all of your appendages, and you're getting a lobotomy, baby.
Shoot. Come on.
Shoot, no.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Oh, dang. No.
Dang it. I don't want no lobotomy.
Oh, boy. I'm interested. I don't know when we got this. This is an oldie. An oldie, but not moldy.
An oldie, but not moldy.
Boy, I'm great and funny and good.
I like that. I like that. Like, I like that.
Thank
you. Welcome to our radio station where we play oldies, but not moldies.
They're oldie, but they ain't moldy.
But they ain't moldy. All right.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I hope they're okay and that was the last time. Anything
I do too. That sounds so intense.
Yes.
They did say that they have nightmares all the time, but forget them. That sucks.
Now I know why you're relying on marijuana.
Yeah, man.
You can't. You're too afraid of what could happen.
I don't want to sleep with nightmares like that. How sad would that be of being scared to go to sleep? Which we've heard people a lot. Telling their stories of like, I was so scared to go to sleep in that room. That's such a bummer. I love going to sleep.
Yeah.
I love laying in my bed, getting ready, and just like, ha, 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 I get to go to sleep.
I just like found their email and it says, I hope it qualifies as a paranormal experience. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Believe in yourself. Very scary. Very scary.
Awful. Bad.
Horrifying. Truly, like, nightmare fuel.
Honestly, quite worried about you.
Yeah. Honestly, Marcy's trying to figure out a way to make sure she can call you and see that you are okay.
I tried to reply, but I got an auto response that said, D-O-A.
Oh, no.
I tried to be more clever than that. It didn't work out, Betsy. You know, when you're like,
That was great.
I'll hit the joke when it comes. I know I will.
I'll hit it. Oh, and it left. Shoot. You hit it. You nailed it. It was great.
Thank you.
D-O-A, that Foo Fighter song. Isn't there a Foo Fighters song? Yeah. Whatever. I'm going to read
dead
one.
Dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bunnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/afunnyfeeling.
I'm gonna read one. You ready?
Good, because I need someone to take the attention off me.
Okay, this is titled "Continuation of Episode 74 and Quarantine Spookies."
Ooh.
Hi, ladies. Love, love, love your podcast. Thank you so much. I've been binging during quarantine, and it's literally kept me sane. By the way, Marcy, I'm with you. Raising Cane's chicken is the best chicken around, and no one can tell me any different. Are there any in LA?
I want some now. County?
Yeah.
Yes, like a 40-minute drive.
Okay. I got time.
But I believe they're opening a new location in Burbank, possibly, next year.
Cool.
I'll find out.
I want to eat some because I see that they pop up on Instagram and it looks fucking good.
Oh, it's so good.
Do they have crinkle fries?
Yes, and Texas toast.
Yes. And then just some like pink orangey sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That looks so awesome.
Okay. I know exactly how to make it because I used
this
to work
there. This isn't Doughboys, okay? This isn't Doughboys. This is spooky. Ladies, okay, here we
ladies.
Go. All right, let me start by saying I'm the biggest chicken on planet Earth, and I don't handle scary stuff well at all. One time I took my kid to see Paranormal Activity, and all I watched was the popcorn bucket. Too scary for me. Wow, your kid could handle it. That's cool. So when it comes to the paranormal, I look for any other reason to explain it first before I think that it's possibly ghostly. but I still check the bottom of a bottled drink for a worm to this very day. Poltergeist movie reference. Okay. My sister sent a voice memo to y'all about 2 years ago. There was nonsense happening in my house and I thought I was going crazy. Thankfully, no more rude opera singing in the middle of the night, but our glass shower doors did spontaneously burst right in front of me with my daughter there to witness it. So whoa, there's that.
That's awful because those holy shower shit doors are thick.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to be sure to survive when you elbow them and bash your butt into them.
Have you seen When a Man Loves a Woman and Meg Ryan falls through her shower?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Holy shit.
Terrible, terrible. She's got a real problem.
real bad. During quarantine, the family has had a lot of time together, which isn't a bad thing at all. And our sleep schedules are crazy. Needless to say, I am extremely well rested, and I think that makes me notice things I haven't noticed before. The week before lockdown, one of my older kids and I went on a ghost tour in our hometown. We'd never done that before and figured it would be fun, and it was. Good, good, good. We had a great group and tour guides, and the weather was nice and cool. Things went along like normal until we stopped at a house that is supposedly the oldest standing house in our town. We went through a gate and stepped into the backyard, which was beautiful with flowers blooming and a pretty water fountain, but the air began to feel strange. The breeze stopped and the air turned humid and heavy. I thought maybe the trees were blocking that great breeze we had before. Our tour guide began telling us the history of the home, which included a really nasty man and also a little girl. And that's when I felt what I guess was a present. Present.
Present. For me?
I just really want a present, man. That's what I felt what I guess was a presence. I'm still not sure. It felt looming, dark, and heavy. The feeling was so intense that I could almost turn around and see what or who I was feeling. It was that strong. I've never felt that before and couldn't wait until that part of the tour was over. Once we left the property, the breeze returned and the tour was pleasant again. Fast forward to a couple of weeks later. While sleeping, I would feel what I thought was my youngest child tapping me on the back to wake me up like he often does for water or if he doesn't feel well. Ew. Yuck. A live child or a ghost child. Yuck.
Get your own water.
Get your own water, dude. This continued happening several times weekly, but when I would roll over thinking my kid would be standing there, there was no one. Must be involuntary muscle twitches or a dream, right? Big funny face that looks like a gumdrop. I would feel light tapping on my shoulder, my lower back, or a very light brush on my neck, but never an actual person standing there. Then my husband started feeling it. I woke up early one morning to go walking and was across the room getting dressed when he startled awake thinking someone was doing the same thing. He said, "Did you just touch me?" He looked super confused as he was fighting his CPAP mask to get out of bed. This has happened twice to him that I'm aware of. It happened to me just this morning, which prompted me to write to y'all. But for some reason, I feel like it's a little girl trying to wake us up. Ew. Maybe she's the little girl from the tour. Maybe she decided she'd had enough of Mr. Nasty Guy and hitched a ride to our house. I almost said a ride on a horse. Wow, dude. Hitched a ride to our house. We cook some pretty yummy Southern cuisine at our house, so I would want to do the same thing. Another funny, smiling, happy gumdrop face.
I think that's just what emojis look like in Gmail.
Oh, I thought it was like special. Like
I think it's like I think it's a Gmail emojis, but yeah.
Cute. Also, I have seen just little blobs. Also, I have seen a very faint figure of a man in blue several times over the last 8 years that we've lived in our house. The latest time was a month ago. I was loading the washing machine and turned to walk out of the laundry room. He was right there, and then he vanished. Totally not scary at all. I ran outside to tell my husband, and he was pretty neutral about it, but last week he admitted that we had to do... Wait, whoa, I'm sorry. But last week he admitted that we do have a male presence around, and since our house, our home is in the neighborhood that was once a plantation and used as a Civil War Union camp, that the man must be a Union soldier, adding that the man in blue has never bothered him or anyone else in the house in a bad way, so it's okay to stick around. That was huge for him to say, and it validates that I'm not as Looney Tunes as I thought. Ladies, you're both awesome. Keep doing what you do, and thanks for reading. Peace sign emoji. Woo. Wow. Hey, yeah, that must feel incredible to have the person you're living with also be like, mm-hmm, yep, this has been happening. I think it's this. You know, that's gotta be such a, that's so important.
Absolutely. Just to feel like, one, not only are you, is it happening, but two, someone else is there and they could get your back if you need them.
Right. That's gigantic.
Ugh. Little kid tapping, get out of here.
I don't need that. I don't need that. Like, okay. Don't do that. Like, I'm trying to think of what I would rather prefer. It's like, don't fucking whisper at me. Don't fucking tap me. Don't tug on me. Don't run towards me. Don't sing at me. Actually, little kid ghost, don't fucking come near me. I'm not going to help find where your bones are buried. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. I would be too scared and mad.
Your lovely bones are staying where they fell.
Sorry, dudes. Sorry.
This is your bones and your problem. Not my bones. Not my problem.
Okay. Here's the thing. Okay. Little kid ghost. If you need to get in contact with me, make me a pizza. It better be fucking good, too.
What if you walked in your house, at, like, because you walk in and you first thing you hit is your kitchen and you see some just cheese being sprinkled over dough and you're like, you know what? It's not yet. It's not made. So,
yeah. So I'm not fucking giving you a moment of my time.
I ain't worrying about it until I need to worry about it.
Yeah. And I need all the fixings, too.
What are your fixins?
Honestly, just sriracha and ranch. That's my fixins for pizza.
Hey, man. Make it happen, ghost kids.
Make it happen, ghost kids, and I might help find your murderer.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
Nasty. Sorry about your house being so haunted.
So sorry. But it's cool that the blue dude doesn't freak you out. That's nice. Of like, okay, just kind of this presence is here and not. Maybe it was the blue dude tapping you too. Just being like, hey, excuse me, is the war over? And being like, yeah, but also kind of not really.
He's like, yeah, I kind of felt that. That's why I've been hanging out.
Yeah, I kind of been getting that vibe.
Who do I need to shoot with my musket?
Yeah. Oh, no one.
Sure.
Really. But you can apparently just carry it around wherever you want, I guess.
Okay, Betsy. Liberal agenda much.
All right. I'll say it. I don't like guns.
Neither do I.
I think
man.
They're bad.
I'm not a fan of them. Have 3 stun guns, though.
Well, those are fun and stunning.
They're mostly non-lethal too.
Mostly. I mean, yeah. Oh man.
I mean, I think that maybe, you know, anything could cause someone to die with like a heart attack or something, but I posted I like to curate TikToks on my Instagram stories. And I posted this guy dancing with a Stud got in. He zapped his butthole.
Oh my god! Wait, what? I want to see that.
I'll see if I can find
that
it.
That sounds good.
he's just like it's like. I think it's like the meme is like me when I see somebody I don't like. he really zapped that booty hole. Let's see if like it might be in my thank God for recently deleted, right?
Right.
Because it'll show you all the things that you're like, this was important enough to save it. Okay, I'm gonna send it to you, Betsy. It's pretty funny. This is for everyone. Everyone, you don't get yes. to see this, but Betsy and I do. The way he wiggles. The way he wiggles. it's great.
Oh my god, that's so silly.
If you want to see it on TikTok, guys, you can go to Koda Steve _. That's KODASTEVE _. It's funny. Just a little wiggle.
Just a little wiggle. Oh my god. That's pretty good.
Okay. Am I gonna read one now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, read one.
Read one. Okay. This is entitled Lights in the Sky Above the Farm. Well, don't need
another
to read it.
Lights in the Sky.
Uh-huh. Boy, it's almost as if I'm really I pick things that are just alike all the time, but I don't pay that much attention, guys, so it ain't that. Okay. I was so... Oh, hey, Betsy and Marcy. There you go. There you go.
How could you forget that part, Marcy?
I was so excited to hear that you guys got to my Conjuring ex-girlfriend story in your February listener story. Listener episode. That was a year ago.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Wow.
Different world at this point,
different
guys.
Different world.
Yeah. This is a Well, it's right before we took the pandemic seriously is when we got this email.
Right.
This is when I went to a meeting and someone was like, do we shake hands still?
I remember I went to one too where it's like, what do we hug? Like, what do we do?
We jokingly bumped elbows, but we knew that was stupid. We were right. It was stupid. Didn't really do much. Okay. I was so excited to hear you guys. Okay. I was driving around for my job and was elevated all day after hearing my... I don't know why I can't read. I was driving around for my job, was elevated all day after hearing my crazy experience on your show. Thanks for reading and sharing. So here's another couple of experiences that are more along the lines of possible extraterrestrial visits.
Whoa.
One is an experience that my opa, German for grandfather, had while on his farm in Gutau, a small village in Germany. I hope that's all. Gutau?
That sounds about right. That sounds German as shit,
Thank
man.
You.
Hell yeah.
On his farm, he had a huge barn attached behind the farmhouse where the adult cows would stay overnight.
Yeah.
And fend for their fucking selves. Oh, wait, no. Behind, adjacent to that, was a separate barn where the calf slept. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
And a chicken coop next to the farmhouse with a beautiful green garden that my Oma grandmother kept up. A quick backstory. I was born in Germany and moved to the U.S. at the age of 6 with my parents, so I still have a whole half of family that live back home.
Ooh.
Heart emoji.
Fun.
It is really fun to have a place to go visit.
Ugh. Right? Ooh, like that's
Mono
cool.
with his family, you know, in Greece.
Greece.
One day during my junior high years, I came out of my room to find my mom on the couch in the living room on the phone. She was speaking German with the bit of context that I picked up from overhearing while passing by to the kitchen to grab a snack and head back to whatever I was doing in my room, I could tell she was on the phone with Opa. As I was coming back out to see my mom, I saw she was no longer on the phone and looked perplexed, at a loss. I asked her what was wrong, and she looked at me as if she had to figure out what to say to me. With a pause, she said, I don't know. I asked, is everything okay? Is Opa okay? To which she replied, yeah, he's okay. He just told me the weirdest story.
What?
Apparently yesterday evening, still light out, he was sitting out on his bench in front of the farmhouse with his neighbor chatting and admiring the weather together. At some point, nice. They noticed rays of different colored lights, kind of like how a rainbow bounces out of a prism, beaming from what seemed to be behind a cloud. With more than one ray sharing a central start point, it was clear that it was coming from up above and not below on the ground. They were amazed and were just left unsure about what they saw before the time came for them to turn in for the evening. In the middle of the night, my opa heard banging at the front door. It was one of the neighbors letting him know that all of his adult cows were out, free and running around the street and the neighboring properties.
Oh, that's fun.
Frantically.
Just a bunch of cows running around.
Party, where's our babies? Frantically, he ran out to wrangle them all back in with the help of his neighbors. During the fiasco, he noticed how skittish and in a state of panic the cows were, which he's never seen before. As he started to make his way back to the barn to start letting some of the cows back in, he noticed the barn door was padlocked shut the same way he left it after bringing the cows in the late afternoon.
What? Before.
In the barn, each cow had their own hay-filled bay post where they were leashed, where they are leashed so that they don't aggravate each other in a limited space. Getting them in and settled at the end of the day is just as big of a job as undoing each one and letting them out to pasture each morning. Wow. Needless to say, he had no explanation for how they got out and what had them so extremely startled.
What?
Was what he saw in the sky that same evening connected to this mysterious event of all cows out of the barn with all the doors leading in, when all the doors leading in were padlocked shut with no cows inside?
What?
Just crazy. I think they're connected. Too much of a coincidence. Thanks for sharing. I will send the story of my recurring alien abduction dreams in another email, which happened around the same time frame during my 3 years in junior high. Take care and don't shit your trousers, LOL. Leash.
Whoa. That is so...
That's weird.
Eerie. Padlocked.
Yeah. Because, I mean, especially not even just padlocked. They were, like, on, like, they were on a leash.
Individual, like, leashed. That's so. This is blowing my mind. Like, that would. I would think about that, like, if I were that opa. I would think about that all. I couldn't do anything ever again because I would just be thinking about that. Of like, what is it? What the fuck happened?
Do you think there are some like vegan aliens who were able to like open the lock through telekinesis, undo all of the cattle, and then let them out and then lock it back in and then be like, free, go.
I think so. And maybe they even looked like our version of cows and they're like, wait, those are us. We gotta free them.
Oh, yes. It's alien cows.
Alien cows. Planet of the cows.
And they're like, meow, meow.
Meow.
That's like
we come in beef.
Take me to your farmer.
E.T. Milk home.
Got milk.
Ah!
milk lemonade around the back of that just made.
Dude, if some aliens came down and said milk, lemonade, round the bag is where fudge is made, I'd be like, okay, take over. Take us all over. Do whatever you want. Like,
you're our leader now.
Yeah. I'll follow you. I'll do whatever you want.
This guy knows what he's up to. He knows what he's doing.
This dude knows what's up. This guy knows, man.
Oh, God. How do we get so stupid, Betsy?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, what I think is, I don't really know how it happened.
You know what I think is that, been tested pretty hard this last year, and just it's really been, just
been tough. Yeah. Oh, okay. Shall we listen to another listener story?
Yes, we shall. Oh my God.
Hey, Betsy and Marcy. My name is Jordan, and I wanted to call in and tell you guys about the haunted house that I lived in when I was in college. Marcy, like you, I'm from Louisiana. I went to college in Monroe, which is a small town in Northeast Louisiana. My grandmother owned the house at the time, so it was a sweet deal. I wasn't paying rent. My parents weren't paying for rent. And, you know, it was really centrally located towards, near the university that I went to school at. I had a roommate. Some really crazy things would happen, really creepy, typical haunted house stuff. I would hear not necessarily whispering, but like talking, like people talking super low. I couldn't really make out what they were saying. And this happened all the time, especially at night, of course, the creepiest time that you can hear people who aren't there talking. It would just be me in the house, when this would happen, especially. So I can remember one time my roommate was like cleaning up something that she had spilled or, you know, something along those lines, and had a spray bottle and was spraying the cleaner on the floor, put it on the counter. And then I hear this whooshing sound and a crash, and she starts, you know, yelling, ghost, ghost, ghost. Cause we both felt that there was something in the house that was creepy and otherworldly, I guess you could say. And what had happened was that obviously the spray bottle had flown across the counter, hit the wall, and crashed to the floor. One time I can remember I was leaving for the weekend to go home, because I'm from a different place than Monroe. And I'm like Betsy, I'm super OCD about locking doors. Like, I double, triple, quadruple check. I'll turn around and go back to the house to make sure I lock the door. I've always been this way. And I came home after I had been gone for 2 days and, you know, went to the back door, and the back door was wide open. And I'm not talking unlocked and it was ajar. I'm talking it was slap ass wide open. My roommate hadn't been home either. I texted her, I asked her. We had someone try to break in one time too, and that was super scary. I remember one weekend, I dated a couple of guys during this time in my life. One of them had a sleep paralysis episode. We were asleep one night, and I wake up and he is squeezing my hand so hard, it hurts so bad that it woke me up. And I look over at him and he's physically, visibly crying, sobbing. And he's like, Jordan, there was someone in the room. It was a man. He was standing right here. I couldn't move. Which, you know, like I said, that was sleep paralysis. I don't know how much weight I give to sleep paralysis being ghost, or that being a correlated event between the haunting and his issues, because he had a lot of them. Then this other time, I came home from a weekend that was particularly rough. Another guy that I was dating, the other guy, and I had broken up, and I get home, and the side door had, like, warped closed. Like, I could not get into the house. And it was just so weird. Like, there was no strange weather. It hadn't gotten cold or hot really fast like it tends to do in Louisiana. It wasn't anything like that. I just could not get the door open. I had to call the police sobbing like a wreck. It was super embarrassing. But the scariest thing that happened to me. One night I was sitting, I had my dog and I was dog sitting for the one of my boyfriends at the time. I sound like a big whore, but I promise I'm not. I have the two dogs and they're both at the end of my bed sleeping. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and the house is so old that it, when it was first built, it had a space heater between my room and the living room. And when they kind of did a renovation on the house, they took out that space heater when they put central heating and air into the house. And they put a shutter. They didn't put plaster there and like actually make a wall. It was just a shutter. So you could hear between my room and the living room super well. And I wake up and the dogs are at the end of the bed and they're just like sitting up staring at the door. I'm like, what is up with these dogs? Like, why aren't they asleep? What's happening? And around the time that I had that thought, the TV in the living room comes on and it's like straight up the Ring white noise, like that psh sound. And it lasted maybe 10 seconds and it went off and I just laid down and went back to sleep. And I don't really know. You guys have talked a lot about how like, oh no, you know how your brain can't process what's happening to you at the moment. And that may have been what happening. I feel that I was processing pretty well, but you know, I was a broke college kid. I was living in a house with no rent. There was no way my parents were going to move me out of that house. So I just had to deal with it. Like, just, you know, get over it. So I'm telling my mom about this, and this is sort of where there's a little twist to the story. I'm telling my mom this, like, about some of the things that have been happening, you know, about, I call her as soon as I get home. I'm like, oh my God, the back door was open. I think there was an intruder. Nothing was taken though. So obviously there wasn't. And she's like, you know, that kind of sounds like Travis. I said, who is Travis? Well, Travis was, like I told you, my grandmother owned this house and it was my great aunt's house. And she had a son named Travis who lived with her. And there's a big stinky paper mill in Monroe and he worked there. And one day he was on his way back home from work and he died in a car accident on his way to the house. And my mom said that he loves playing tricks. He loves being a jokester. Apparently he hated one of my boyfriends if he was the person who came to my ex-boyfriend in the night and his sleep paralysis episode. So Travis is trying to give me maybe a heads up about him being a butthole. But yeah, it may be Travis that was, you know, messing with us, me and my roommate. So I hope you like my story. I hope it didn't scare you too bad. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Oh. Travis.
Whoa.
I love that.
Wow.
Also, I love that you're from Louisiana. I love hearing Louisiana accents so much. And then I'm always like, where's mine?
Where did yours go, Marcy?
I don't know. Because I know my family has. They have accents, so.
Yeah. It's gone.
It's gone.
Bring it back.
I gotta go back there. Oh, boy. I wanna, but I gotta. You know, it makes sense, like, the messing with the boyfriends thing. Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
And I guess,
oh, absolutely.
With the door thing, whenever she said that, I imagined that the ghost, her ghost uncle or whatever, Travis, she said it was her uncle, correct?
Yeah, it was like her great aunt's son. So yeah, right?
Yeah. Or, that's our cousin, I guess, whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
So if a ghost was like, all right, oh, I can open doors. And they're like, shit, I can't close it, though.
But just I can't, like, I used all my energy to open it.
Or if he's like, I'm kind of like in the house and I can't really get out of the house, so I can't close it.
Right, right. Yeah. Whoa.
Also, have you ever driven by a paper mill?
Uh-uh.
They smell so bad.
Really? I had no clue.
They smell so bad.
What do they smell like? Like what?
Like sulfur or something?
That's really a tough smell.
It's nasty. Stinky,
like nasty eggs.
Yes.
Let's ooh.
Smell. I'm looking to see how it's described. Yeah.
And I fully. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, sulfur, rotten eggs.
Ugh. Ew, to make paper?
They have to use a bunch of dookie.
Right. I forgot that's how paper's made. You cut a tree down and then just shove dookie all over it.
That's how you make it, papyrus.
And that's paper, man. Yeah, the Egyptians did it all.
I tell you what, nothing is like, there's no better time to be haunted than in college.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking that, like, just when they were saying, like, and my parents wouldn't let me live anywhere else because it was free. Like, also, and just that description of, like, they didn't really put up a new wall. Like, that felt so collegey, too. Yeah. Just like, yeah, I'll just live here. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
It'll be fine.
It'll be okay. And I do feel in college, I would have probably been a little bit more like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it's a fucking ghost, but isn't that cool? Like,
also, like, you're young enough to that anything, like, when I was a little kid, if I could find any, like, nook or corner or, like, closet, I was like, I could live in here. And so
you're
like, just young enough to be like, I could live in here. I could totally live in here.
Oh, absolutely. It was like, dude, I could live here for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I would find the weirdest little corners and be like, yeah, I'll live here. No one will ever find me.
I remember that on road trips, like, this is now when all my sisters were old and not going on them, where I would take up the back seat and I would, like, I'd be like, this is huge. This is so nice. I could do so much back here. And now as an adult, I look at my back seat like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I could barely fit back here.
Yeah. Holy shit, man.
Maybe if I turned into liquid, I could get back here.
Yeah, Alex Mack style, man.
But yeah, like the things that you put up with in college and that you're even the ability to like have something like that happen and to be like, that's fucking crazy. Oh, gotta go to class.
Right, exactly. Like, well, it's Wasted Wednesday, so let's go bowling and drink pitchers of beer. Like,
yeah. Oh, but fun, though. Oh, I miss it.
Very fun, very fun.
It's my haunted college house.
Oh, yeah, yours was haunted.
Yeah.
None of the places. I bet U Hall, where my first dormitory was probably haunted because it used to be a hospital.
U-Haul? U-Haul? You lived in a U-Haul?
I lived in a U-Haul that used to be a hospital. Ute Hall?
Okay.
U-T-E?
It had.
I think it was haunted.
Tales
sure.
of hauntings?
I actually don't remember hearing any, but they were like, it was a hospital for a while. I was like, oh, that's it, dude. That's it. We're done for, dude.
We're done for. It's very funny. Where I ended up graduating college, all of their dorms, they're like, oh, it's designed by the same architect who designed Angola State Penitentiary.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Same, kind of like in the Brady Bunch movie. Do you remember that? Where Dad Brady, it's where it's like modern days, but the Brady Bunch is still themselves.
I know the movie. I just don't.
Oh, yeah. So okay. Dad Brady, all of his architectural pitches are pretty much their house, but with like, you know, gas stuff. It's very funny. God, those movies rule. Those and the Addams Family movies are so good.
I could not get over how much Marsha looked like the original Marsha.
Dude, wild. Wild.
Wild.
Wild.
These were all very good. I enjoyed
these
them.
These were so
thoroughly.
Great. Yes. Thank you all so much.
A lot of UFO stuff.
Right.
Some
spooky.
Some hard hitting sleep paralysis.
Yes. Like freaky deaky, man.
Waking up to someone crying.
Oh. Awful. squeezing your hand and crying, being like, there's somebody here. That is so fucking scary.
Now, how do you wake someone up from sleep paralysis?
I don't know.
Poke them with a needle?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good way. I think that's the best way.
Best way to do it.
I should get. I think that's the best way is poke them real hard with a needle. I think that's Oh, maybe like between their toes too. Like, yeah, I think that would be a good way.
You can always deny it.
Wait, so you think I went all the way down to the bottom of the bed to your foot and poked you with this needle I'm holding?
Okay, you had another one of your crazy dreams.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Gaslight him real hard.
Just gaslight him so hard.
Well, that's our advice, goodness. Guys, and this is our advice show.
Gaslight super hard.
Oh my gosh, what if we hosted an advice show where we our advice was just how to like really fuck with other people.
Hell yeah.
All of my advice consists of that too, of like giving people a taste of their own. You know what you should do? Is
just like give them a taste of their own medicine, huh? That's a good title for the podcast.
Taste of your own medicine.
Taste of your own medicine.
All right.
I think we got it. We'll start it.
Podcast.
Yeah, I think you need another one.
I feel like I don't have enough like talk time in my life.
Right.
All right. This has been fun.
This has been very fun.
Thank you guys for sending in your stories. Keep doing it, please.
Yeah, please do. And look, we love them.
We have great storytellers. Sometimes people aren't as used to storytelling. And I'm just going to say, like, you can always just speed through it. If you feel like they, you know, are pausing a lot, just do it at like 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5, yeah. 2. We're all trying to figure this shit out, man.
Look, man, I love to hear a story, so I'm going to keep doing it. I don't really care.
Yeah,
I'm saying is I don't care, and I like stories.
We love stories, okay?
Yeah.
We love hearing them and screaming about them.
Yes. So we keep sending us your stories, even if you're worried that you're not the greatest storyteller. We don't care. We love it.
We don't care at all.
Yeah, what else do we say at the end of podcast, Betsy? I'm really forgetting how to wrap things up.
To be very honest, I'm really trying to do another cow alien thing, and it is just not happening in my brain, dude. The alien part's the hard one, where I'm like, what else do I've already said all the greatest alien hits.
Yeah, I was about to make another We Come in Peace one, but then I was like, wait, that's exact. I was about to say exactly what Betsy said.
I know, I kept thinking, like, oh, yeah, we come in hooves.
I got it.
Okay.
Bessy phone home.
That's a good one.
Bessie's a classic cow name, right?
That's a classic cow name. I'm trying, Moose Attacks. Like Mars Attacks, but more cows.
Butt probe.
It's so cool when cows go butt.
Butt probe.
Probe.
All right, I give up.
I think we did it. You nailed it. We nailed it. We got this. We're doing great. You know, hey, and now it's the afternoon.
Now we're awake. All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.